Well, Christmas Day didn't quite go as planned. All was well until one of my sons took his bike out for a ride and ended up in a ditch. However, thanks to the quick thinking of some passing motorists, he was placed in the hands of a very professional ambulance team who were assisted by three members of Norfolk Police. I was able to get to the scene very quickly and be with him as he was taken to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in King's Lynn, where the professional care and treatment continued. If it wasn't for these incredible people who do their jobs with such skill, he would have died. Of that, I'm certain. That's one of the reasons I wanted to include this in today's post. You'll also notice that there's a third picture in this little collection of images, which you'll see in the main post, from the 25th of December 2015. And whilst that picture's not directly connected to my son's incident, it does give you an idea of what's faced by those unfortunate enough not to have free at point of use healthcare systems as we do here in the UK, known as the NHS or the National Health Service. And I'll just give you an idea for you audio listeners what I'm talking about. Somebody posted a picture of the bill that they were sent after a visit to the emergency room in a United States hospital. It says it's dated July 13th, 2015, and the payment is due by July 27th, 2015. And then it says your balance due is, well, I'm going to leave that for a second and give you the total right at the very end. But the summary of patient services: pharmacy, $83,341.25. Laboratory services, $22,433. Intermediate care room, $21,225. Intensive care room, $17,766. Emergency care services, $5,564. Therapy services, $1,423. Radiology, $947. Special services, $462. Adjustments, $0. Insurance payments, $0. Patient payments, $0. Due from insurance, $0. This is your balance, $153,161.25, to be paid by July 27th, 2015. Now, I'm the first to admit that I've been incredibly critical of some of the management decisions which have been made by the management of the NHS and of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, but at no time have I directed any of this criticism towards the actual doctors, nurses and ancillary staff who work far harder and do far more hours than most other professions, for far less pay as well, I might add. The point is that the current UK government seems to be doing everything it can to sell off the NHS to whoever is the closest personal friend of whoever is in the Health Secretary's chair at the time. Just think about what they're doing to the police. Now, if you're looking at the page, you'll see a picture about halfway down of Theresa May and her husband. Now, Theresa May is an MP, but she's also the Home Secretary, which means she controls the budget for the police force and the prisons, whilst her husband is a major shareholder in G4S. I'll just let you think about that for a moment. Lincolnshire Police have all their back office staff employed by G4S. That means if you go to the front desk, you'll be speaking to somebody employed by G4S. And if you're arrested, you'll be dealt with by somebody in the custody suite employed by G4S. You'll be transported to the court by somebody from G4S. You'll then, if convicted, be taken to a prison most likely owned and run for profit by G4S. I think you can see where I'm going. So it seems that unless we, the masses who actually genuinely need and support this vital life-saving service, could find ourselves presented with bills similar to the example shown above. It's going to cost lives like my son. Could we get to the stage of an accident happening and the ambulance turning up and saying, sorry mate, your medical insurance doesn't cover this, and then leaving? Or being taken to the ER and then, sorry mate, no coverage, out you go. Neither is acceptable, but there are still places in this so-called modern society and Western world of ours where that happens, and the people are left to fend for themselves, unless, of course, they can afford it. The next point I want to make is this. So many people jump on motorcycles, motor scooters, etc., wearing nothing more than a helmet, which is the only item of safety equipment that's actually required by law in the UK, and maybe a t-shirt and shorts, or jeans if it's a bit cold, and off they go. Well, my son was thrown from the motorcycle into a ditch and tumbled for over 100 yards. His injuries amounted to 3 broken ribs and some grazing on his left side. Those were the physical injuries. He also has some memory loss. But why were those injuries not worse? Why? Well, because he was wearing professional motorcycle gear, which included body armour and leather jacket, Kevlar jeans and reinforced boots and gloves, just for a quick spin down the road on Christmas Day. Without all that gear, we would have been picking up the bits we could find and then buying a box to put them in. So think, whatever the weather, hot or cold, wear the best gear you can get or afford and ride within your limits. Don't try to be like Valentino the Doctor Rossi, or you might just need an actual doctor, or worse. Enjoy your motorcycle. Enjoy the freedom. Beware of all the other idiots who use the road, and beware of a government who might just sell off to the lowest bidding crony the best thing that this country has, its healthcare professionals. Oh, and let's not forget that if G4S get their grubby hands on the police, well, you witnessed what happened at the 2012 Olympics. And as for G4S, well, I've already outlined what they're in it for. They run all those things, prisoner handling, paperwork management, transport and prisons, for profit. So it may not be long before the Bobby on the beat is replaced by the G4S community security team, who'll mace you and then ask your name after stopping your car for a document check because you're out after curfew. Don't say it can't happen here. Just check the Civil Contingency Act of 2004. That gives the Prime Minister the power to do pretty much anything that is deemed necessary, including the use of non-governmental organisations to restore and maintain order in times of emergency. And that emergency can be anything that the Prime Minister declares. So, a double message. Fight to keep our world-leading health and police system, and keep yourself safe. Whatever the weather, wear the gear and have some idea. Take care out there, and a happy and prosperous new year, and let's make 2016 a better year for everyone.